This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 850, down 19 on the open. March, 861 and a quarter, down 15. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 841, down 14 and a half on the open. March, 860, down 14 and a half. May, 816, down 15. July, 680, down 12 and three quarters. September, 689, down 6 on the open. December corn opened at 362, down 8 and a quarter on the open. March, 378, down 8. May, 388, down 9. July, 396 and a half, down 8. And as we look out a little bit further, we see that December, 407 and three quarters, down 7 and a half on the open. November beans open at 961 and a half, down 21 and three quarters on the open. January 980, down 21 and a quarter. March 994, down 21 and three quarters. May 997 and a half, down 22 and a half. July 1005 and a half, down 19 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 271, down 530 on the open, and January at 273.50, down 590. December soybean oil opened at 4010, down 46 on the open. January, 4055, down 49. At the Merck October Live, cattle opened at 95.40, up 10 on the open. December, 97, down 30. February, 98.70, down 27 and a half. April, 98.50, down 17 and a half on the open. October feeders opened at 111.50, unchanged on the open. November, 111.40, up 10. January, 111.20, up 5. March, 111.50, down 15 on the open. December lean hogs open at 56.85, down 22 and a half. No, make it 56.85, down 7 and a half on the open. February, 63.30, down 2 and a half. April, 67.95, unchanged. May, 73.25, down 50 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 83.40, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A lot of red on the screen. Why don't you give us the overview before we maybe dive into some particulars?
Well, there's just some concern or caution there with the outside financial markets and sort of question mark. We're seeing sort of backing off the bullishness we've seen in the grain complex over the last few weeks and through here. Overall demand still remains relatively strong. Harvest is fairly well wrapping up in the south, eastern Corn Belt, per se. And as we continue to see, the seasonal tendency is to sort of hold in through here and see a sideways to higher trade as we go into early winter. I think that's still in store when you look at the longer-term picture. But short-term in through here, with the run-up we've seen, we're vulnerable to back and fill.
Let's look at some outside markets this morning, Kurt, and begin with the U.S. dollar, which overnight made new all-time lows once again before clawing its way higher and trading higher today. Usually you like a weaker dollar, but maybe the dollar's gotten too weak, and improvement in the dollar might be a good thing for commodities.
Well, the dollar is set up here for a key price reversal. We made some new contract lows. Currently, we're above Friday's high, so if we do close above Friday's high, it'll be a technical, strong technical turn. It would suggest that the dollar can strengthen in through here. But as far as being bearish commodities, that's a long-term commitment, per se, because basically if you look at the strength of the dollar where we were up over 126 and we're at 78. So in order to say that the strengthening dollar is going to deter demand, that's a long ways away. So the key is to see how this dollar unfolds and see if we can have a significant rally in it or not. But when you look at the overall big fundamental picture compared to dollar strength or dollar weakness, this is the cheapest U.S. commodities have been available to the world buyers in over 35 years.
The reason I bring this up is if the U.S. dollar might rally, then we might over time see money move away from cash and bonds and maybe into the grains.
Well, the money flow, you got to watch that because the traders are going to push the markets. They're going to push them too high and they're going to push them too low. And you got to be patient enough to use that to your advantage. They're going to go where the action's at, and they're going to stay somewhat spread out or diversified as a whole. So you got to be prepared to act on it wherever we go to one extreme or the other.
Let's turn your attention to the wheat market, where this battle about whether or not the December chart will confirm a head and shoulders top is ongoing. Last week we saw it break below the neckline, except then on Friday it managed to claw its way above the neckline overnight, traded back down to the neckline. What's your anticipation for the balance of the week?
Well, it sounds like they're going to keep everybody chopped up in it over time and through here, but probably if you're watching the December futures, the key will be up around this 883 area. If we go much above that, you can say we sort of avoid the head and shoulders top. But in the meantime, that formation's still intact, and we'll see if it follows through. But you got to remember, on the wheat side of the equation, it's going to be quite emotional as we continue to fill near-term demand, which we're looking at the tightest world stocks in recent day history, versus the bearish long-term outlook of additional wheat acres worldwide. So it's going to be quite an emotional market. As we go through this winter and get into spring, we actually see what type of acreage and type of condition the wheat crop is in.
Turn your attention to the beans, which really are one of the commodities that are suffering the biggest loss off the opening bell this morning. Broke under the 20-day moving average overnight. Do you anticipate that there might be more sell stops below the July highs?
Well, we'll have to monitor that as we go through today. The key will be today's lows. If we can't hold today's lows, we're probably subject to a little bit more of a correction here. The 950 level, give or take a few cents, is going to be somewhat of a swing point longer term. But we're due for a correction. We basically had a good rally off the 930 area. We almost had a 60, 70 cent up move in here, so we're due to back and fill here as we sort of correct the overbought status.
Corn remain in a follower role?
Well, somewhat. Corn's had a huge move off the October 9th low. The key is to hold these futures back towards this 358 area, about another 4 cents lower, see how it acts here. When you look at the corn price chart, we really haven't really gone anywhere since clear back in July. I mean, yeah, we have some ups, we have some downs. We're still basically in this sideways pattern we've been over the last 5 months.
What kind of advice are you thinking about offering your producers that you work in this week?
Well, as far as the outright cash grain holder or cash grain marketer, I believe you need to be a holder in through here and use some strength in here to get caught up on some sales. Well, we believe the seasonal tendency is going to kick in where basis is going to improve. You'll see some seasonal improvement into at least the middle of November. After that, we'll probably be subject to some downside price risk. If you're one to want to sort of hedge your bet a little bit, put options are fairly reasonable priced right at the moment here to protect you on the downside. But we're going to be a high holder in here feeling that it's going to be awful hard to shake cash grain loose from producers that's a wrapped up harvest and for those guys in the West, that crop's not out of the field yet. There's still some weather issues in the West and Northwest.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Taking a look at the current tick, December wheat in Chicago now at 844 and a half down 11. December corn at 362 and a half down 7 3/4. November beans 966 down 17 and a quarter. December soybean meal 271.70 down 460. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.